The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic. I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
The question is why? Why is the doctor in? Dr. Batar, it's a holiday. What are you doing here? Should be
you told me
back.
I gotta be there, man. So when you ask me to do something, I don't question it. I just say, when you say jump, I say hi, hi.
Whoa, yeah, right.
That is so not Dr. Batar, man. If I told him to jump, you know what he'd tell me to jump? I won't even go there.
Not true, Robert. Not true. It's not true for the people that I love. So that's
all right.
Oh,
it's very kind. So now the love is flowing. Now I feel better about being here on the Labor Day. Now it's
a
labor. Day.
Labor of love, right?
Labor of love
exactly
day.
Exactly. Labor of love. Well said, Don.
That's what, you know, I was wondering. I was like, why does he want to show up on he could take the day out. No, he's here. Well, that's all right. No, it's good because he's on a mission. We're on a mission. This is a passion for us. And we joke about it sometimes on a holiday when we're working. But we live this. I mean, even when we're off, we're still living this. And it's a little different than just a profession.
I would totally agree because Confucius said, pick a job that you love and you'll never work a day in your life.
Mm. Well said, Confucius. So in the last couple of weeks especially, Dr. Batar, it's not a day that has gone by that we haven't covered the, as we call it, hashtag CDC whistleblower story. And we've watched the mental gyrations of the mainstream media, the collectivists and the denialists of vaccine dangers, as well as those who are the defenders of the faith, vaccinology. And yet, still, most of the people are sleeping, yet there are many other parents now that are waking up because of the reality of what has happened here. I wanted to get your sense of, I know you don't watch the news and listen to the news until you're with me on the air, but are you getting a sense, are people buzzing about this? Are they sending you emails? What's going on out there with you?
Well, you're absolutely right. I don't watch the news, and the only source of information that I have literally for what's going on is the show. That's it. And that's usually because you're asking me a question about something, and there's never a preparation, as you know, Robert, and for people probably that listen, they don't know whether we ever do prepare or not, but literally I walked into my office not even 30 seconds before we went on the air, so I even missed the first half of the introduction, but that's how we flow. Regarding your question specifically on what's the sentiment out there,
mm-hmm.
I have been having people send me a copy of that video from all over, from even different parts of the world. So it's getting out there as if I don't know what's going on. So they're sending me this information. It's kind of amusing because I knew that this was, well, you know some of the stuff that's getting ready to happen, but even
sure.
At Autism One, when Dr. Hooker and I, after you introduced us, you know, he was wearing my sports jacket during part of that interview process.
Yes.
So that information, there's a lot more that's coming right now. And I just want to let the listeners know right now that they need to remember that the Sundance Film Festival this year in 2015, this coming year, 2015, will be over on February the 1st. Sometime after the February 1st date, there will be a release of a documentary. We don't want to talk about what it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
We just can say that it has to be after February 1st because it will be shown at the Sundance Film Festival. We're about 95% certain it's going to be shown there. And then after it's shown, it will be aired on a major network. And then it's going to flow, man. It's going to rock and roll.
Yeah, well, this is what we're seeing here with this. And I'm glad. That's why I wanted to get a sense if people were sending you stuff and saying, hey, Dr. Batar, check this out. Because in one area, you are more plugged in than most anybody, and that's this particular area, despite the news or lack of it out there. And there's a lot more that is being revealed. There's definitely some pushback because we're sensitive to what's going on in the mainstream media. We want to follow it, see how they're reacting, what kind of let's say, emergency crisis management response they are doing in terms of this. And it's interesting. Here you have this CDC whistleblower, Bill Thompson, going on the record and acknowledging a manipulation of data, a removal of data, changing of a criterion to participate in the study after the fact. And yet there's the so-called science defenders are attacking all of us as if we're making this thing up. I mean, this is really hitting close to home for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that this is part of that struggle that we've talked about, that death struggle. So I think this is just another stake in the heart of the beast. And, you know, it's really going to be interesting to see what happens, because what is very conspicuous is the absence of this in mainstream media.
Very conspicuous.
Yeah. So it's too one-sided. You see all the people are getting so incredibly excited and, you know, excited may be the wrong word, but, the energy is becoming very, very, it's accelerating at a rapid pace, and people are obviously very upset because the truth is coming out, and the awareness is increasing at an exponential rate. But you would expect that when you start seeing this type of grassroots interest and awareness increase so quickly, that then you would start to see a splattering even in the beginning of something in mainstream. I haven't heard anything about this in mainstream at all. So it's almost like Ron Paul running for president. You just don't hear about it in mainstream media.
Right. No, it's an apt perspective, because the gatekeepers, the power structure gatekeepers, are literally trying to hold the dam, a little bit. It's like their finger in the dike, and the dike is starting to break in certain areas, and many more areas than ever before. And, at this time, it is crisis management for them. Now, they used to not have to do this. It was very easy for them, for instance, to go after one doctor like Dr. Andrew Wakefield and successfully discredit him for, over 10 years, 15 years now. And, they're still playing the Wakefield card, even though they exonerated the senior scientist on the very same study, which makes absolutely no sense. There was no wrongdoing in that study. But this is the kind of thing that they're not having as much success with. Because what are they going to do? Attack Dr. Hooker because his son is injured? Is that enough? Or that he was funded by Focus Autism, which all of these things he acknowledged going into the study, that his analysis of the data from the CDC, the raw data, is on the record. There is nothing hidden.
Dr. Hooker is not a physician, so they can't really attack him anymore, because he came in this, his expertise in this is in analysis, in epidemiology, in looking at the numbers. He has no expertise. I mean, doesn't he have an engineering PhD?
I don't exactly know his PhD, but it is in an analysis in this way. I mean, he's had so many papers published prior to this. It's not like he's new on this block, so to speak.
Right, so he can't be attacked. They can't attack him because he didn't do any of the research. He just reviewed it. And so if they attacked him, they would be attacking the process through which they got their papers published in the first place. So he is basically unattackable. He doesn't have a clinic, per se. He doesn't have a philosophy or a treatment or this and that, so they can't attack him, because he's totally a non-partial, non-biased individual, impartial, non-biased individual, who is speaking based upon the facts that he has gathered from data that's already published. So nobody can actually attack him. He's essentially, in my world, unattackable. But then what are you going to do with the whistleblower? There's the problem, because he's the one who's saying everything. And they can't do anything with that.
Well, you're right. Oftentimes when they try to make a conflict of interest, it's an economic one. In this case, what are his economic benefits to this? There really isn't one. He's not selling a product, as you said. He's not promoting any physician practice, per se. He's got a child, granted, that has been harmed, his perception harmed by vaccinations. Some would like to say, no, that's not possible. It's all, because now we're also hearing, oh, well, this is all happening prior to birth. This is in utero. And, of course, ignoring the fact that they're promoting so many flu shots to pregnant women with mercury in it, and that, as if it has nothing to do with it, it's all genetic.
Right, and they're partially right. It is happening in utero from those vaccines, the maternal amalgam load, all these different things that are done to the mother before the baby's born. So part of that is true, because it is increasing the load, but it's all mercury. And here's the thing. Then why would I have over almost 2,000 kids that we've reversed and worldwide, all these kids that have gone through our treatment program, if it wasn't mercury-related? Then, of course, we couldn't have undone this so-called, I mean, how can you undo a genetic disorder? You can't undo a genetic disorder. And that's one reason I've been such an easy target, because we have a philosophy, we have a treatment, we have a clinic, people come here. And so it's, I've always been attacked by that, which, of course, you know as well as pretty much everybody's come to us. Mm-hmm. I've always said, I don't give a crap whether you come here or not. Just don't give your kid anything with mercury in it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my best.
And by the way, yeah, biochemical engineering is the PhD degree. Biochemical engineering for Dr. Hooker.
He's not a physician. He's not a researcher. He hasn't developed. You know, he's biochemical engineering. He is basically a non-medical PhD, non-medical doctorate that nobody can attack now, because he's not in that realm, and he's not pretending to be in that realm. He's just saying, hey, I know how to read this stuff. I know how to analyze this stuff. And I analyzed it, and no matter how you analyze crap, it's still crap. That's basically what he said.
Yeah, exactly. And here's another aspect of the story, too, that's coming out. Is people starting to look at the CDC perhaps a little bit differently, because as much as they'd like to say this didn't happen, it did. A PhD high-up senior researcher there, Bill Thompson, acknowledged some wrongdoing, and he's upset about what he did, evidently, having some conscious pangs. But there's another image that's going around right now. It's wanted by the feds. This guy, Dr. Paul Thorsen, who we've talked about here, Dr. Bitar, you know about him well. He's authored or co-authored 21 of the 24 studies that the CDC claims that disproves any link between vaccines and autism. Yet the same guy, Thorsen, tops the federal most wanted list for 22 counts of wire fraud and money laundering, and faces 260 years in jail. Interpol wants this guy. And they're still evidently sending him money, because he keeps feeding the beast with the studies they want and the way they want them to be presented.
I did not know that name, but that name is an important name. So his name is Paul Thorsen?
Yeah, Paul, P-O-U-L, Paul Thorsen. And he is, again, it's not just one study, because they asked, like, Colleen Boyle from CDC about it. Oh, it's just one study. It's like, no, it's not one study, 21, 24
studies. So here's the thing. I hate to do this on the air, but, hey, Don, make sure that you remind us before we're done doing one of the breaks, because this information is really important for the stuff that's going to happen after the Sundance Film Festival with that documentary, because I did not know this.
Yeah.
You got to make sure it's on there.
We will, and I'll send you this image so you can kind of grab it and go with that. But this is the kind
of
thing.
Robert, the reason I said Don was because you and I, you know how many things go through our heads.
Yes.
Get up and
he knows. Well, that's why we have Super Don, to keep us on track here. Even when he's reporting from the Robert Scott Bell Show traffic copter high up above. How's the weather up there, Super Don?
It's looking pretty good, Robert.
All right, it's advanced.
Up in a chopper, is he?
No, he's not in the chopper. He's down. Advanced Medicine Monday. Diver down, diver down. We got to pick him back up again. Super Don's with us as well. Dr. Bitar back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
All right, if you ever missed an edition of Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rasha Bitar, no worries, many ways to get it through our traditional encores, through podcasts. Of course, GCN has it immediately. NaturalNewsRadio.com as well, Stitcher, iTunes. Now we're carried on Epic Times, thanks to Jerry Doyle and many others we don't even know. One of the easiest ways to go directly is MedicalRewind.com, MedicalRewind.com. Hundreds of hours there for you to get direct information from Dr. B, DRB, is we occasionally, or TMB sometimes likes to refer to you now, DRB. That's your cue, DRB.
I'm sorry, I didn't know there was a question. I thought you were making a statement.
No,
he's not used to DRB. You can't have
something
like that, Adam.
It's a TMB
thing. I'm a doctor,
thing.
Not a DRB.
I'm telling Ty. Yeah, all right. As we cover the hashtag CDC whistleblower scandal, and it's not the first. It's like the latest straw, perhaps the biggest straw to break the CDC's back, perhaps. We don't know yet. But it's certainly causing a lot of consternation within the walls, the hallowed drug and vaccine-infested walls of the Centers for Disease Creation. I mean control. And, the fact that this Thorson guy is on the Interpol's most wanted list for embezzling funds from the CDC, and they're still referring to those studies and go, yeah, they're legit. Never mind. Pay no attention to the embezzler behind the curtain.
Right. Pretty amazing, huh? Don't worry about that guy.
Yeah. No, but
that guy who's... studies we've used as a basis to build our flawed network. You know, we'll use a flawed... Here's the analogy. You build a building on concrete blocks that are defective, and you want to build it as high as you can, but don't worry about the fact that the foundation is non-existent. It's crumbling. But how can you say that don't worry about that? Because that's what everything is based on. It's going to come crumbling down.
Inevitably it is. The question is, how many more children have to be harmed before this madness is over? And I don't think I have an answer to that any more than anybody does, but I recognize that with each day, with each passing day, that the word keeps getting out and that the moms are not standing quietly, sitting by the sidelines quietly and speaking out. It's making it much more difficult to those power structures, if you will, to contain this information.
Yeah, it is, and it's just going to get harder and harder. And I think that's when you're going to start seeing also more of the that death struggle. You know, there'll be more discourse, and then there's going to be some lashing out. Now, this, not to change the subject, but this email that you just sent me during the break that talks about the whistleblower with some of the questions of the day that people had posed. And by the way, is this Eric, the pharmacist?
Our good friend Eric, the pharmacist. Yes, he sends that.
Okay. This is. I'll let you read the question, but he actually identifies who the whistleblower is. So is that known who the whistleblower is?
Yes. The William Thompson was made. Let's say he was outed last week in the video when they uncensored the name. And at that point, he went into hiding, sort of. He got a lawyer and made an official statement that acknowledged what Brian Hooker had said. But they're all focusing on the extraneous information in that press release from him through his lawyer that said, he still believes in vaccines and blah, blah, blah. But that was irrelevant. What he acknowledged was, in fact, the wrongdoing. And you know, that's the difficult part for them to PR out of. So they have to distract, they have to throw mud at Hooker and bring Wakefield into it as if that changes what Dr. William Thompson has said.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting because I did not know that the whistleblower's identity had been released. And, you know, probably the severity of the information that was released is probably his greatest insurance policy because now somebody were to kind of kick him, you know, if he kicks the bucket, then it directly points towards the CDC. So I think that in itself is probably protection for him. They have a vested interest to make sure he doesn't kick the bucket.
Yeah, that was John Rappaport's argument as well, that despite him claiming that he didn't want to be outed, the reality is that he was. Probably his best safety mechanism because it's not going to be as easy to just get rid of him in this way because he's gone completely on the record at this point.
Now, when you say he's outed, you mean he was fired?
No, I meant outed like from a hidden identity to now everybody knows who he is. That's what I mean.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, he still works at the CDC. They haven't evidently taken any punitive actions. The question is, will he be granted some form of whistleblower status? And we played an audio clip from Barack Obama last week talking about how important it is to protect whistleblowers, but he was only talking about this after the fact of the scandals happening at the VA hospital system.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see what happens. But, you know, when you're a person like that and you've released that information and you are now still continuing to work in the same environment, you know, it's almost like you are being constantly viewed by your peers as a traitor. So,
well, exactly. Well, stick around. Dr. Bitar is with us. I'm going to ask him the question that Eric, our pharmacist buddy, has asked him about the relationship, biological plausibility between thimerosal vaccines and ticks. Not the little ticks that bite, but the neurological ticks. So we're going to get that and a lot more after the break. Stick around.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free.
Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Robert Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
All right, the CDC whistleblower. The news continues here on Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rasha Bitar. The CDC was apparently pressuring Dr. William Thompson, the whistleblower, to exonerate Tamiflu in being associated with motor and vocal tics. But to his credit, he did hold firm. And in fact, one of the things he told Brian Hooker is that you should make the mantra, Tamiflu/vaccines cause tics. And he's like, well, why is that? Why would he say that? And that's what Eric was asking you and me, and particularly you, about the biological plausibility of the Tamiflu vaccines causing these so-called vocal and neurological tics.
So, is that my cue to answer that?
Yeah, I didn't say DRB. Did you notice that?
I actually didn't hear that. That's why I was wondering whether there was a cue there or not.
I'm trying to make it easy for you, but what can I do?
I'm reading an electric shock collar that you can just buzz on one end, and then I know I'm supposed to speak.
I'm sure so. Deb will enjoy that. I'm calling her next.
The interesting thing about that comment is regarding the link between the ticks and thimerosal. If you understand the mechanism of action that causes the damage from the mercury, and mercury causes essentially denudation of the neurofibrils. So when you look at a graphic image of the neurofibrils that are essential for the neuron for it to be able to work correctly, it denudes the myelin sheath. It actually basically rips off the insulation. Think of it as a wire, I guess, that has a plastic insulation component on it. And if you need to, like, reconnect two wires, you have to rip the plastic covering off first, and then you have the copper electric line underneath, and then you twist those and you reconnect them. You know what I'm talking about, right, Robert?
Sure.
Hopefully everybody can have that image. Well, the denudation of the neurofibrils in a very, this is very basic and it's not quite 100% accurate, but think of the denudation as that insulative coating on the wires being ripped off. So the nerves don't conduct in a focused direction. They're just, you know, if they are going to conduct, it's all over the place. It's like electrical activity that's going on, but it's not really conducting anything. Think of it as energy that's in an electric wire, how it shoots down to a certain place. When you flip on the light goes on. Well, here's electricity is all over the place, and it can be very disruptive, and it's not powering anything, it's just everywhere. That's what basically what that denudation of neurofibrils is. And so the ticks would be these involuntary, uncontrollable, neurological signals that are being released that causes the muscle to contract, but it's a tick. The person can't control it. So just imagine when you want to do something, you want to scratch your head, you think it, your arm now conducts, your arm basically moves up and you scratch your head, but there's a whole neurological activity that's going on. There's a stimulation from the brain to the nerve telling it what to do. It causes the muscle to contract in a certain controlled and organized manner, which then allows the arm to flex, and then you scratch your head. But if you don't have that perfect way of conducting that information, that electricity, it's going to be rampant all over, unorganized, and that's what ticks are. Basically, these muscles are contracting, but there's no focused purpose behind it, and you can't control it.
So
that's what he's talking about when he's saying that, is there any plausibility between ticks and thimerosal? To me, it would be the other question. Show me why thimerosal would not cause ticks, because if you understand the mechanism of action, how mercury causes damage, it's obvious that's what it is.
Sure, sure. And you know what Eric was referring to, of course, was the CDC dunderheads that can't seem to figure that out. But I would say that they must know it, and they are being pressured not to release it, as evidently the whistleblower Bill Thompson was pressured not to reveal it. He wrote a letter to Julie Gerberding, at the time head of the CDC, and then they took it as an internal human resources matter to shut this thing down, and I think he realized that if he was going to put his head up, it would have been chopped off. And it took many years before Brian Hooker made the connection, and I think to assuage this man's guilt, he revealed it to Brian, and that's why we are now looking at this study that was released. And then, interestingly enough, they withdrew, at least from public view, the study, even though it can be found on the web, because of what they said was the threat to public health by what the conclusions were. This is an interesting thing. They've never pulled an article based on that, not based on the on any wrongdoing or improper, let's say, results or conclusions, but that the conclusions would be a threat to public health.
Right, exactly. That's very interesting. By the way, the comment that you made when you said that they obviously knew it, they clearly know it, because Eli Lilly, the manufacturer of thimerosal, that manufactures thimerosal and actually sells it to all other pharmaceutical companies, Eli Lilly's own material safety data sheet from June 1991, and I'm happy to provide a copy for anybody that wants it, states clearly that thimerosal is a known neurotoxic substance known to cause severe neurological implications, including but not limited to mental retardation. They say that on their own material safety data sheet in June 1991, just weeks either before or after, or maybe it's months before or after, the National Vaccine Initiative that was released in 1991 that said we're going to stamp out childhood disease and start inoculating kids on the first day on the planet. And, you know, of course, the neurological system is that much more vulnerable at that time. And, of course, the body's own innate natural mechanisms to eliminate mercury, to detoxify mercury, are not even fully functional until the first year of life. So now you hit a child on the first day of the planet. Their system to get rid of that thimerosal, get rid of that mercury, isn't even functional. And before that, children would get vaccines at 6 months, at a year. But when we change it to the first day on the planet, and that's mistake here why the correlation of autism was 10,000, 1 in 10,000 back then, and now 1 in whatever, 53, 1 in 60, whatever it is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we're literally living through the reveal and the struggle, as we've said as well, the death struggle, the fight, the attack. Well, who can we attack? How can we distract you from what's really happening here? And, you know, we've seen from the mainstream media some frustration on this because they've even attacked certain aspects of the media, the international media, because there has been some coverage of this. And they're, you know, claiming that any media that covers it in an unapproved manner is being irresponsible, you know, for simply acknowledging what the whistleblower has acknowledged in his own reveal through his lawyer. It's called irresponsible journalism. But what is journalism but reporting the facts that are revealed? And so it tells you how desperate they are to make a claim like that.
Yeah, and that desperation aspect, Robert, in itself is revealing.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow what I'm saying, like, in other words, just the entire, I mean, if this was painted out as a story, as a, oh, let's say as a documentary that explains really what's happened all along, that would be a great idea, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see what happens with that. I just realized I probably shouldn't be talking about that right now.
I'll let you go here. I'm not gonna inquire further. But yes, dropping some good hints. I appreciate that. No, that's great. There are some more questions of the day. I think there is one here that I sent to you, and it's from somebody claiming to be called Uno, whether it's his real name or not. Uno says, Dr. Batar mentions using an immune panel on your shows. How is that done? Is it a specialized blood panel or a combination of things? I would appreciate more information. Thank you. So can you help Uno out in referencing what we've discussed before?
Yeah, absolutely. So the immune panel that I'm talking about, we actually refer to it as our cancer panel 1, which is probably a misnomer. We don't want to really say it's for cancer. It can actually be used for any type of immune dysfunction, but it's really an immune panel is what it is. And it's part of the laboratory work that I do on cancer patients. You probably remember, Robert, Dr. Aristo Vojdani, whose lab was closed down, and Dr. Vojdani does excellent work, has many patents and many innovative methods of testing. The lymphocyte subpopulation was one of four tests when I first met Dr. Vojdani in 1999, and I asked him, if you thought that you could cure cancer, how would you go about proving it? And, of course, he understood what the question for the listeners. They may not understand that question because he's a laboratory analyst. He, you know, he's a diagnostician. So what I was asking was, if you thought you could do, for, you know, cure cancer, you think you could actually solve cancer, how would you go about proving that to your contemporaries, to your peer group, to the rest of the medical community? How would you document the findings? What tests would you do? Is what I was asking him. Mm-hmm. And he said that's easy. And he named up four tests, which is exactly what we started doing back in 1999. To the point that 6 years later, 7 years later, in 2006, when his own mother-in-law had cancer, that's when he called me himself and says, what the hell are you doing? What in God's name are you doing? This is impossible. This can't be done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the story goes on from there. Dr. Aristo Vojdani has said to ACAM's review board for speaking that there's nobody that's doing more powerful work in the immune modulation arena in the field of cancer than we are in our clinic. So what is that cancer panel? There's four components to it. There's a lymphocyte subpopulation. There's a natural killer cell profile, cell cycle analysis, and apoptosis. Now, apoptosis and cell cycle and part of the natural killer cell profile, they were done at Dr. Aristo Vojdani's lab, and that lab was closed down, and that technology to be able to do that is not being utilized right now to the best of my knowledge, although I have heard that Dr. Vojdani's recently opened up a lab, so I do have to contact him to see if they're doing those labs now. But the rest of it, the rest of the natural killer cell profile, as well as the lymphocyte subpopulation, is the mainstay of the immune panel that I'm talking about, or the cancer panel that I'm talking about, that the question was about. And basically, the lymphocyte subpopulation, lymphocytes are the white blood cells in the body. So lymphocyte subpopulation is looking at the various subpopulations of the white blood cells. So, for example, one of the white blood cells is called a B cell. B cells are responsible for making antibodies. They're recognized as a foreign substance, an antigen. You know, so anything, virus or bacteria that's foreign, it recognizes that happened as an antigen, as something foreign. Using that antigen, it creates an antigen receptor site, which is a template off the B cell, and then that template creates, that mold will create antibodies, which is basically looks just like the antigen receptor site, except it's not attached to the B cell. So B cells are responsible for making antibodies. That's a type of lymphocyte. Then there's also the natural killer cells, which is the most important type of lymphocyte when it comes to cancer, for example. It's called a natural killer cell because it's a natural killer. And, Robert, get this. Do you know that there have been oncologists that when my patients have gone over some of these blood work with them, that the oncologist said to the patient, what's the relevance of a natural killer cell in cancer?
What?
That's why it's called a natural killer cell, because it's naturally killing. It's a natural machine.
Well, listen, when all of your methods are unnatural killer cells of all cells, I suppose it is a little awkward to acknowledge that the natural world has something that can take out cancer cells without your toxicological input. Dr. Raja Bittar is with us each and every Monday. If you miss a show, among the many places you can get it is medicalrewind.com. All the links are up in the show notes, including to Dr. Bittar's international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to keep the doctor away. We'll be back to wrap it up. If there are any other questions on the test, who else does it perhaps, we'll get to them. Stick around.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey y'all, are you looking for chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried food that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Rocking the Hills world, as we do each and every week, 6 days a week, because we do it on Mondays with Dr. Rasha Bitar. And we're talking about the test that Uno asked a question about the tests that you do. And we were talking about a number of them. One of them was the lymphocytic subpopulation. Is that the right way to say it?
Yeah, the lymphocyte subpopulation, exactly. So Okay. Just think of it as it's a population of white blood cells, and we looked at all the various subpopulations, meaning the different types. So you're going to be looking at the B cells. You look at the natural killer cells, which is CD16 and CD56. The B cells are CD19. You look at the CD3 cells, the CD4 cells. Those are the commonly known as the T helper cells, the T suppressor cells, CD8 cells. So they're all looking at different types of white blood cells that collectively make up all the white blood cells. And so the profile will show us specifics as to it. It basically indicates specific conditions that a person may be suffering from. For example, in cancer patients, natural killer cells start to drop quickly, and those are, for example, never thought to be able to be recoverable. And that's one of the things we document, how our treatment not only stops the deterioration of the natural killer cells, but actually reverses it, increases it, not only increases the natural killer cells, the CD16 and CD56, but also increases the activity per cell, meaning that not only are you increasing the number of soldiers, you're increasing the effectiveness of the fighting ability of those soldiers. So there's many different things like that. I probably don't need to go into any more than that. But basically, that's the lymphocyte subpopulation. I think that was what the question was regarding.
Sure. No, that was good. But the question now is, outside of seeing you, Dr. Bitar, and you've got so many folks wanting to see you, you've trained and worked with other doctors. Perhaps you're aware for sure of others that would do this test that would give people the confidence that they're having a really decent analysis that's comprehensive.
Well, the only time I do that test is in cancer patients or if there's somebody specific that we're worried about, immune compromised state. As far as doctors that are using it, Robert, you know that all the doctors that I've trained, most of them, unfortunately, that's one reason we're not doing the training program anymore. Most of them actually are not doing the things. They use the treatments for themselves, but a lot of them are scared of doing it because of the ramifications from the boards and such. The test is easily accessible. You can get that pretty much from any company, any reputable lab company, Quest Diagnostics, LabCorp. You can order those tests from there. Any doctor can order them. It's not a specialty test. Now, ours, the combination of all the things we wanted in there, we had to have that profile made up from LabCorp. but Quest has their own standard panel, and they both report basically the same things. So if you go to any doctor and you just tell them you want a lymphocyte subpopulation, if you call it an immune panel, a cancer panel, they won't know what you're talking about. But I think the lab books, the directories of the laboratory books, list those tests as lymphocyte subpopulation tests.
Great. Well, and also, again, recommend that if you haven't picked up Dr. Batar's fantastic book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, it gives that comprehensive overview of how to prevent ever getting cancer, much less reversing it. And, of course, you know, our good friend Ty has also written about cancer, Step Outside the Box, and features Dr. Batar and his methods. And also, Dr. Batar was featured in The Truth About Cancer. You know, the quest continues, as was I, talking about these basic principles that are seemingly not in existence within the field of modern oncology.
And I believe that one day, Robert, it will be the forefront in the field of oncology and the field of any type of the immune conditions, the systemic immune conditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, this will be self-evident one day as we see that truth goes through those phases, and right now they're struggling to hold back this level of truth and even these facts as they're revealed from insiders. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a struggle, but for many it is. And, of course, the moms and the dads, the families that have been impacted negatively by the vaccine injuries, you know, our heart goes out to you, but at the same time, we're trying to give you some of the tools and the information that you need, and you're digging for better than most every doctor because of what's happened, to go out there and speak the truth so that it cannot be silenced.
And that's really a great summary of what my personal mission is.
Mm-hmm.
Our slogan is on the wall, making change the world's waiting for. And that's the reason, Robert, I love being with you every week and doing this show, because that's exactly what it is. It's letting the world know what it is. It's not being silent. There was an old quote, and I can't remember exactly who said it, but it was it's a quote that the only thing necessary for injustice to continue and for evil to continue is for good men to stand by and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And we just can't do that.
Well, and not even on a holiday. As I said, I gave you the out, but you wouldn't take it, dagnabbit. So we're here. Well, now we're off till tomorrow. Till next week, Dr. Rashi Batar. Again, always great to hang out with you. Look forward to getting together with you. Next time I say DRB, maybe you'll answer.
Hopefully.
All right, Super Don, thanks for making it sound so good. Randy, thanks on the board. Thanks as well, last hour, to our friend from ProjectCBD.org, Martin Lee. And until next week, Dr. Batar, what do we got to remind the folks?
That the power to heal is absolutely there.
Amen. Till tomorrow.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.